Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network On Tour, live from Good Food Mercantile in San Francisco. I am Hannah Forden, and for our final interview of the day, I'm sitting down with Mary Tuttle of the Vermont Cheese Council. So we wanted to end the day with a dessert course of cheese talk. Thanks for joining me, Mary.
Thank you.
It's so nice to meet you. I am a big fan of Vermont cheeses. Cabot is a good friend of the network. I saw you have them out in there on your spread.
Oh, yes. Got to have the Cabot.
I love it. So for listeners who might not be familiar with Vermont Cheese Council, can you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you work to support and promote cheesemakers of various sizes?
Absolutely. So the Vermont Cheese Council is a non-for-profit organization that is super handy in doing marketing, education, and outreach for all of their creameries and farms in trying to get the exposure to these places that may not be able to get their cheese outside of Vermont. We're working on programs that will hopefully be able to get us out even more than we already are. And then we do education for cheesemakers and making sure that they're on top of everything that's going on in the industry and food safety and all that fun stuff. So that's what we do for our cheesemakers.
I love it. And one of my favorite subjects to talk about is terroir, and especially when it's talking about things that aren't wine, because I think it really does exist in kind of everything, whether
Absolutely.
It's actual like microbial soil influence or if it's just the people who are making it and the things that they find delicious. So let's talk about Vermont cheese and what makes it so special, because it is so special.
Yes. I think there's a couple of things involved in that. My experience is it's absolutely what your cows are eating. So, and with us, it's really interesting because it changes seasonally. So depending on, you know, if your cows are on hay or if they're out in the field or what have you, that's going to change the taste of your cheese. And then it's also the caves that they're aging in. That's going to make a huge difference. So each cheesemaker kind of has their own system of how they do that. And then what's growing on their rinds, that gives you a completely different taste and feel. And then even in different sections of Vermont, that's going to change too. So whether you're up in the Northeast Kingdom or you're way down south in like the Putney area, all of that makes a difference and gives the cheese its unique flavors and even textures and colors too. It's brilliant.
That's so cool. And I'm sure the climate itself, like I know the cold nights, warm days makes for like very sweet, flavorful fruits and vegetables. And if the cows and sheep and goats of Vermont are eating this grass, is it especially like, is the grass sweeter in Vermont?
It certainly could be. Yes. So one of my favorite examples of that is when we get cheeses that are off of like springtime milk and they straight up taste like garlic scapes or like green onions when all of that's just kind of coming up and out of the ground and you can actually taste that that's what the cows were munching on. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Talk about terroir. That's like full circle.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. So I know that you have a background in retail. How has that, I mean, obviously that means you're super versatile at like telling the stories behind the brand. Tell me about your background and what brought you to Vermont Cheese Council.
Yeah, so I am a Culinary Institute of America graduate. I have a pastry degree, did my bachelor's program there. And then I cooked professionally, or baked, I should say, because it was pastry, for 10 years. And then decided that was not the way to go anymore and ended up with Whole Foods Market. And that's where I got all of my cheese knowledge from. And they were able to put me through the American Cheese Society, the certified cheese professional. So I was took the exam, passed that, and have that. And then was really super lucky to be able to move to Vermont and open the Mad River Taste Place, which is where the Cheese Council has their office. And I was able to join the board and just really dig down deep into the Vermont cheese scene. And it's been amazing. Dream come true, really. It's lovely.
And has your experience working behind cheese counters influenced the way that you interact with, like you were mentioning how Vermont Cheese Council is trains cheesemakers and like how to promote their brand, how to tell the story. Do you do something similar for cheesemongers?
Oh, yeah. It's so in my stores, especially, our entire thing is telling the stories and making sure that all of our guests that come in know exactly who's making their food, where it's coming from, why it's so special. And that is the number one thing is telling the story. It is so important. And it makes people feel good to buy food that they know who's made it. And it's a great thing to do. Yeah.
And I'm sure that there is a certain level of fluency for local Vermonters because they might they know the farms around. How does that change when you're out in markets like San Francisco where people are really far removed from the source? How does your job change and the way that you tell those stories change?
I add another level of excitement to it, I think, is really what that comes down to. Like today, for example, I have a cheese from Orb Weaver Creamery on the table, and it's probably my smallest cheesemaker on the table. She's running like 9 to 11 cows or whatever it is, and they're small batch and just really well-made cheeses. And to tell that story and really nail it home that I know that Kate and Zach who make these cheeses, you know, they're in my store, they're super supportive as we are of them, and to really make sure that people understand that there's people behind these products. That's the number one thing. And make that connection, I think, is the most important part of it.
I love that. If there was, I guess you probably can't answer this question. If there's one, like, brand that the mass market might not be aware of and they should be, could you pick, or is that too hard?
That's way too hard.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, God, there's so many good ones. I don't know that I could do
that. We'll scratch that.
Yeah.
That's unfair. That was mean of me to ask you.
It's like asking about your favorite child. You can't do that.
Well, tell me a little bit about what your experience has been like at Mercantile. I know you were saying you were up for 24 hours straight yesterday. So I'm sure you're feeling really refreshed today. What have you been struck by in terms of the people you've met and the things you've had a chance to taste here at Mercantile?
My favorite thing about the Mercantile is getting to talk to people who are as excited about food as I am. And that's what's really great about the good food specifically is that it is people that really understand how food's made, where it's coming from, and they want that. And it's so outstanding to talk to people who want that. And so, you know, getting to be here and talking to all those people and making connections essentially on the other side of the country is just really wonderful. And then as the other artists come through and talk to you about their products, and there's always the end of the show trade-off that happens, and that's probably my favorite part about being here. The amount of goodies that I'm going to go home with is just so good.
That is exciting. Are there any products in particular that you feel like go along really well with the cheeses you're showing?
So we have a really good friend both to my store and just to Vermont in general. V. Smiley Preserves is here, and she won an award last night, and her stuff is just, we've done tastings at the store with her cheeses and the preserves, and it's a match made in heaven. I can't say enough good things about what she does.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I know that Vermont Cheese Council is a very big supporter of the Good Food Foundation and the Good Food Awards. Can you talk a little bit about the partnership between your organizations?
Yes, I know that we are sponsors for the Good Food Awards because we believe in the mission of the Good Food Foundation. And so we're happy to be here and to do this and to attend the award ceremony. And then I know that there's other things that are being worked on with the two organizations as far as like marketing and further awareness of Vermont cheese and how to get it throughout the country and whatnot. And that's the best kind of partnership you can have. So I'm personally staying tuned to find out more about that. I know it's something that's in the works at the moment. So
that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And I know like HRN, we're a nonprofit organization, and it's always really nice to find those alliances with other nonprofits because we can speak the same language. And I think there's a lot of support that we can offer one another once we like take the time to think about it.
Exactly.
Once we're not just like hustling all day long.
Yep.
Like, oh, we could share knowledge and promote each other, and it's beautiful.
And when the missions align like that, I mean, the two missions of the two different companies, like, it couldn't be more perfect to work together.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thanks for sharing all the delicious cheese with us this weekend.
It's
been my
pleasure.
I think I ate like my weight in cheese last night at
the
awards after party. It was pretty great. I think it cured my jet lag. Okay, well, I know it's been a long day, but thank you so much for sitting down with me, Mary.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Keep making the world more delicious. We appreciate it. So that was Mary Tuttle from Vermont Cheese Council. Where can people find out more about Vermont Cheese Council and the brands that you work with?
It's vtcheese.com. Otherwise, you can go to madrivertaste.com, and we can get you there, too.
Fabulous. Well, great. Eat more cheese. Those are the words I will leave you with. I'm Hannah Forden. This is Heritage Radio Network on tour at the Good Food Mercantile in San Francisco. That concludes our coverage. It's been an amazing time here. Thank you so much to Good Food Foundation for bringing us here once again. We absolutely love it. And thanks to the Julie Child Foundation for making our on-tour coverage possible. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.